This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Pre-Intermediate Level, Paper FF120. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
What does Chris do on Saturdays? Does he play tennis?
No, that's on Mondays. And he plays volleyball on Wednesdays. He used to go swimming on Saturdays.
Why did he stop?
The pool closed, so he was able to join the football club, which is on the same day. He loves it and plays better than everyone else. B.
What did the children eat at the cinema? They love crisps, don't they?
Yes, but crisps make too much noise, and so does popcorn.
That's right. It's really annoying when you're watching a film.
So they bought some chocolate instead. It was cheaper than the ice cream, but they ate a whole bar each and felt ill on the way home. C.
How much did Fred pay for his bike?
Well, he had £80 to spend, but the ones in the bike shop cost a lot more than that. They started at £100.
Wasn't his friend selling his bike for £40?
Yes, he was, but it was very old. In the end, Fred found one in a newspaper advertisement for £60. It's worth a lot more and looks brand new. D.
Who gave Patty that book for her birthday? Was it Tina?
No. Tina bought her a necklace and Sally got her a handbag.
Oh, that's nice. Jim forgot all about her birthday and feels really bad. So, who was the book from?
It was Gary. He knows how much Patty loves reading. E.
What did Fiona buy at the market? She's been looking for a new jacket, hasn't she?
That's right, but they didn't have her size, so she got a lovely jumper instead. She needs one for the winter.
Were there any jeans there?
Well, we didn't see any. There were lots of nice dresses, though. F.
What time is the train to Paris next week?
I think it's at 10:30 in the morning. Let me check. No, it's earlier. It leaves St Pancras station at 10.
We'd better be at the station by 9:30 to have time to find the platform.
OK. I'll book a taxi for 9 then.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What does Chris do on Saturdays? Does he play tennis?
No, that's on Mondays. And he plays volleyball on Wednesdays. He used to go swimming on Saturdays.
Why did he stop?
The pool closed. So he was able to join the football club, which is on the same day. He loves it and plays better than everyone else. B.
What did the children eat at the cinema? They love crisps, don't they?
Yes, but crisps make too much noise, and so does popcorn.
That's right. It's really annoying when you're watching a film.
So they bought some chocolate instead. It was cheaper than the ice cream, but they ate a whole bar each and felt ill on the way home. C.
How much did Fred pay for his bike?
Well, he had £80 to spend, but the ones in the bike shop cost a lot more than that. They started at £100.
Wasn't his friend selling his bike for £40?
Yes, he was, but it was very old. In the end, Fred found one in a newspaper advertisement for £60. It's worth a lot more. And looks brand new. D.
Who gave Patty that book for her birthday? Was it Tina?
No. Tina bought her a necklace and Sally got her a handbag.
Oh, that's nice. Jim forgot all about her birthday and feels really bad. So, who was the book from?
It was Gary. He knows how much Patty loves reading. E.
What did Fiona buy at the market? She's been looking for a new jacket, hasn't she?
That's right, but they didn't have her size. So she got a lovely jumper instead. She needs one for the winter.
Were there any jeans there?
Well, we didn't see any. There were lots of nice dresses, though. F.
What time is the train to Paris next week?
I think it's at 10:30 in the morning. Let me check. No, it's earlier. It leaves St Pancras station at 10.
We'd better be at the station by 9:30 to have time to find the platform.
OK. I'll book a taxi for 9 then.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to the passage and write the missing words in the spaces given. Remember that in 3 of the spaces, there are 2 missing words.
Crater Lake is the deepest lake in America. The lake was made about 7,700 years ago, when a huge volcano erupted and then disappeared into the ground. This left a hole called a crater, which was 10 kilometers wide and 592 meters deep. Over the years, rain slowly filled the hole to create a lake. The lake was first discovered by Native Americans, who believed that it had special powers. In 1853, John Hillman, an American explorer, found the lake while he was looking for gold. He called the lake Deep Blue Lake because of its beautiful blue colour. Many animals live in the mountains that surround the lake, including deer and bears. In 1902, Crater Lake became a national park, and roads were built to encourage tourists to visit. Every year, many people go to Crater Lake on a camping holiday. Swimming is allowed in some parts of Crater Lake, but the water is very cold. You can go on a 2-hour boat tour. The boat stops at a small rocky island in the middle of the lake.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Crater Lake is the deepest lake in America. The lake was made about 7,700 years ago, when a huge volcano erupted and then disappeared into the ground. This left a hole called a crater, which was 10 kilometers wide and 592 meters deep. Over the years, rain slowly filled the hole to create a lake. The lake was first discovered by Native Americans, who believed that it had special powers. In 1853, John Hillman, an American explorer, found the lake while he was looking for gold. He called the lake Deep Blue Lake because of its beautiful blue color. Many animals live in the mountains that surround the lake, including deer and bears. In 1902, Crater Lake became a national park, and roads were built to encourage tourists to visit. Every year, many people go to Crater Lake on a camping holiday. Swimming is allowed in some parts of Crater Lake, but the water is very cold. You can go on a 2-hour boat tour. The boat stops at a small rocky island in the middle of the lake.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to this passage about Ainsley Harriet and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick next to the correct answer. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Ainsley Harriet is a chef and television personality. Ainsley's parents are from Jamaica, but he was born in London, England. His father used to be a well-known piano player, and his mother worked in a bakery. When Ainsley left school, he became a chef in a London restaurant. He left this job to work as head chef at a famous cricket club. Ainsley started working on television as a chef on a morning TV show in 1992. He became famous for singing, laughing, and throwing and catching food while he cooked. Ainsley was given his own show called Can't Cook, Won't Cook. This became one of the nation's favourite shows and was on TV for 5 years. Ainsley has written many cookery books which explain how to make dishes from all over the world. However, Caribbean food is his favourite. Ainsley has always loved music, but only learnt to dance when he was 57. He took part in a dancing competition on the television called Strictly Come Dancing. He was voted out after the fourth week and finished in 12th position. Ainsley is married to Claire. They have a son and a daughter. Claire thinks cooking is boring, and she happily lets Ainsley make the meals for her and the children.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Ainsley Harriet is a chef and television personality. Ainsley's parents are from Jamaica, but he was born in London, England. His father used to be a well-known piano player, and his mother worked in a bakery. When Ainsley left school, he became a chef in a London restaurant. He left this job to work as head chef at a famous cricket club. Ainsley started working on television as a chef on a morning TV show in 1992. He became famous for singing, laughing, and throwing and catching food while he cooked. Ainsley was given his own show called Can't Cook, Won't Cook. This became one of the nation's favourite shows and was on TV for 5 years. Ainsley has written many cookery books which explain how to make dishes from all over the world. However, Caribbean food is his favourite. Ainsley has always loved music, but only learnt to dance when he was 57. He took part in a dancing competition on the television called Strictly Come Dancing. He was voted out after the fourth week and finished in 12th position. Ainsley is married to Claire. They have a son and a daughter. Claire thinks cooking is boring, and she happily lets Ainsley make the meals for her and the children.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.